Now time for locker room chat. I'm joined by Wetmore girls and basketball coach Kyler Foote after a pair of games in the PBL tournament. And coach, starting off with that first game against the Clifton Clyde. It's a very good Clifton Clyde team you guys played, losing that one. Your thoughts on that game?
The girls played really, really well in the first half. We were down one girl, illness. So the five girls had to play the whole game. So by the time the second half came along, we were tired, but they kept playing until the end and they did their best.
Yeah, down to five girls, you said, wow, it must have been pretty tough for the girls in terms of trying to stay in this one. And kind of talking about your guys' defensive efforts, what were some things that you were trying to make to, in terms of the adjustments from the first half to the second half?
They did really good on defense this game. They stopped them from shooting quite a bit in the first half. I think we got tired in the second half, so we started not playing as good defense as we needed to in the second half, or rebounding as much as we should have in the second half.
And kind of just talking about your guys' offense, how are you liking your guys' ability to move the ball around the perimeter?
Right now, we're improving on that quite a bit. Each game, we improve it more, and they just move the ball, and they need to learn to move themselves, too, along with the ball. And they're getting a lot better at it. We're trying to work on getting the ball inside more than always taking the outside shot.
And, Coach, how is it in terms of seeing your girls, just five girls out there, seeing some of those improvements that you're talking about?
I'm glad. They're doing the best they can out there with what they have and what they can't do. We have three of them that are back from last year, Riley Nichols, Karis Larson, and Kaylee Foote. And they try to get the other girls to where they need to be on the court, too, to help them out to do their best. And they're doing what they can out there with what they have.
You know, Coach, you guys followed that up with a game against Onega yesterday. You guys broke 12 points offensively. Your thoughts on your guys' offensive efforts?
That was one of those ones where we did good in the first three quarters, and then we were exhausted by the fourth quarter, but we, like I said, we only had one sub this game, so it's hard when you only have one sub on the bench. And they did the best they could. I was impressed with their defense. We could have worked on a little more on rebounding, but they did the best they could with what we have.
And, Coach, now you guys play against Blue Valley Randolph. You guys have already played twice. You guys lost 54-26, and you guys' best offensive effort of the season all the way back on December the 2nd, and then on January the 6th, you claim again. Coach, what is it about this Blue Valley team that gets your team going?
Just think they're motivated to play anybody. Once they played them once and they lost, and then the second game they played them, they were disappointed because they knew they didn't play the best they could play. And so now they're just ready to come back out and do even better against them the third time.
All right. And best of luck in that game as you guys take on Blue Valley Randolph. Look forward to talking to you again next Wednesday.
Okay. Appreciate it.
That was Wetmore girls head basketball coach Kyler Foote here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital Wetmore Clinic.